Today, I'm going to show you 5 steps to finding products that make you money selling on Amazon FBA. Now, what's unique about today's Jodcast episode is I'm going to show you how to do it without the use of any software at all. Welcome back to the Jodcast. This is Seth Kniep, Kniepin' It Real, your host. What I teach you today is how our student, Ronald Correa, reached over $1 million in sales his first year with just one dime. It is the same principles Daniel Alvarez used to build a multi-million dollar brand on and off Amazon. It's how Siobhan went from a single mom and a full-time bartender to running her own business working from home with her daughter. These are real people. You can search them online on Instagram or YouTube and read their stories. These are real people who started with very little and decided to do something to change their life. And there's no reason that can't be you as well. But please know, it didn't start with all this success just years ago. It was only years ago, just a few years ago. I worked for the richest company in the world, yet was $24,000 in debt, living the 9-to-5 death by paycheck cycle, spending the best years of my life building someone else's dream. And I reached a breaking point when my boss chewed me out in front of my subordinate for doing exactly as I was told. After that meeting, years of pain reached a point of eruption. I turned to my wife and I said, I am building a new life for our family. So I set out with this wild idea that I could double a dime 20 times. Now, if you do the math, 20 times brings a dime to over $104,000. I started approaching random people on the street, business owners, and anyone who would talk to me, and I asked them to double my dime, and I would share my vision. I want to build something new for my family. Some said no. Some said I'm crazy, but some said yes. And I brought my dime to $400 just for asking. I had to round it up at some point to make it easy. I used those $400 to source my first private label product, Cremation Urns. And at first, they just sold really slowly, but eventually they started selling faster and faster until they were selling 10 times a day at around $10 profit apiece. I reinvested every dime I made back into the business, launching more and more products until I was making twice on Amazon what Apple paid me. And so I quit my 9-to-5. Friends and family started asking me to teach them how to do what I did. Fast forward 8 years later, Just One Dime is a full-blown 100-plus staff Amazon FBA coaching company who have consulted for BMW, Amazon themselves, Forever 21, a business from Shark Tank, headquartered in Austin, Texas. To date, we have trained over 10,000 students, many of whom are millionaires today, or who fired their boss and live life on their terms. So let me jump in and give you the 5 steps to finding a product that can make you money selling on Amazon without the use of software. Step number one, on Amazon.com, navigate to Amazon's best seller list. This is like fishing in a pond full of really hungry fish. Instead of taking your boat out into the ocean and hoping that a fish notices your lure, this is a condensed list of the best-selling products on Amazon right now. And it is updated by Amazon every 24 hours. No, every hour, actually. Every single hour. To get to Amazon's bestseller list, you're just going to click on the All drop-down on the top left where it says All. And under Trending, you're going to click Best Sellers. And this page shows you not only all the product categories you can sell in on the left side, but the fastest selling products on the right side. This is going to cut through millions of listings you don't want to spend your time looking at. And that brings me to step number two. Choose a category that has products of 100 or fewer reviews. So let's just say I go here and I pick home and kitchen as our main product category, which is pregnant with potential. But I realize this is still way too high level. Like if I look at the products in here, 10,000 reviews, 50,000 reviews, 40,000 reviews. So I'm going to niche down to a subcategory. Let's go with furniture. Now look at these products. I know if you're listening, you can't see them, but I'm looking here and noticing that this one has 16,000 reviews. This one has 12,000 reviews. So I still need to niche down further. So let's try kids furniture. Aha. We are beginning to see some products with lower numbers of reviews. This is good, but it's still too competitive. Let's keep niching down. So let's go down to, how about step stools? Aha, okay. Now I'm seeing some listings with fewer than 100 reviews. This is good. So the question's always gonna come up, well, Seth, why is it so important to find a product with a number of reviews that is low? Well, have you noticed that when you search for a product on Amazon as a shopper, you immediately start comparing? Humans don't just compare humans, they compare products in less than a second without even trying. If most of the products on your search results page have 500 or more reviews, you don't even click on the ones with fewer than 100 reviews. Now, why is that? Because the products with high numbers of reviews make the products with low numbers of reviews look like something is wrong with them. But if one product has 200 reviews, and another one has 75, and another one has 17, your virgin product that just launched on Amazon without a single review does not look so bad. Additionally, if a product with a low number of reviews is flying off of Amazon's shelves, this means customers are not buying that product because of the number of reviews, but because of the value it offers. And that is a market you can compete in. Listen, when you use this criteria, the difference can be tens of thousands every single month. I mean, this is what Jesse Jennifer did. Jesse Jennifer took Just One Dime's Amazon FBA Mastery training. 2 years later, to date, Jesse is a seven-figure seller. Jesse achieved this not because he got a lucky break or discovered some hidden secret to Amazon that only a few people know. He achieved this because he followed the training and he focused on a category with low enough reviews so he could beat his competition. And that brings me to step number three. So first, you're going to go to the bestsellers list, as I said. Number two, you're going to find a category that has products with 100 or fewer reviews in it. Step number three, choose a product category that you can build into a brand. Now, this one tends to be the most nebulous, the most ambiguous. What does it mean to find a category that I can build into a brand? Well, by establishing the right product category, you can establish what is called your customer avatar. This is the kind of person who's going to buy your products. What do they eat? Where do they go? What do they like? What do they not like? What are their hobbies? How old are they? What gender are they? All these things are relevant. And then that allows you to build a product for that person. One of the biggest mistakes new Amazon sellers make is they put the product before the customer. Kind of like putting the cart before the horse. That's a big mistake. You know, new Amazon sellers, they'll find a product and go, hey, that's my ticket to freedom. It's not. It's just a product. What do you mean? Well, if you want freedom, you need sales. If you want sales, you need to begin with the customer you are building this product for. Let me give you an example. So we talked about step stools. Let's go one category down to toddler step stools. This already means a lot of things. First of all, your market is parents, the ones making the final choice on what furniture pieces they buy for their children. Number two, your market puts a ton of value into safety since little toddlers will be standing on your step stools. Number three, your market is not a trend that comes and goes. Guess what? When I was a little lad, I needed a stepping stool to reach my toothbrush. So did my parents when they were little lads. Number three, your market is not a trend that comes and goes. I mean, when I was a little lad, I needed a stepping stool to reach my toothbrush. So did my parents when they were little. Create a simple, basic step stool, and you will draw the kind of parent who always goes for the lowest price, dragging you into the price war with other sellers that leads to a race to the bottom. Create a premium stepping stool, however, and you're going to draw the kind of parent who puts a lot of thought into what they buy for their child and would happily spend more money to get the very best. That is the kind of customer who makes brands famous. Now, notice that long before you even know what product you were going to sell, you're already thinking about the customer you're going to build that product for. I wish you could meet Harks Coley. He lives in England. He's one of our students as well. He applied this principle very devoutly. Harks does over $100,000 a month at 40 to 48% profit margin. In fact, in 2 years, he went from selling 50 units a day to 750 units in 24 hours. And the part I love the most is Harks used some excess profits from his Amazon store to buy his parents a new car they desperately needed. That's the kind of freedom I'm talking about. When you decide to start taking ownership for your life, for your future, for your business, and you say, you know what? I'm going to move to action. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to dream about it. I'm going to do. I'm going to move to action. That is when you begin to see results. So all this teaching I'm giving you right now for free, it's a waste of your time unless you go do something. So please, once you get to your destination, once your day of work is over, please go apply this. Begin to build your business. And I'm going to bring you now to step number four. Step number four is this. Make sure your product will sell for at least $30. As a general rule, sell higher price products on Amazon and you will end up with more profit, more margin to pivot as needed, and lower PPC costs. Why is that? Because selling higher priced products allows you to leverage the power of fixed costs. Think about it. If you sell a candle for $20 and a set of headphones around the same size and weight for $120, because they are approximately the same size and weight, your shipping cost to get them from the factory to Amazon's fulfillment center is going to be the same. And your FBA fulfillment cost when Amazon fulfills the orders for you to customers is going to be the same. Now, for simplicity, let's just assume that the combined shipping and FBA cost for each item is $5. This means that that $5 is taking out 25% of your $20 revenue for your candle, but the $5 is only taking out 4% of your $120 revenue for your headphones. I mean, would you rather sell a product where 25% of it goes to shipping and FBA fees, or only 4%? This is why higher priced products end up with significantly better profit margins. Additionally, the vast majority of Amazon sellers sell low priced products. So instead of diving into a crowded marketplace, sail your Amazon FBA ship into ocean blue waters with less competition. Now, as I say this, I think it's important you understand you do not ever want to judge a market based on a single product. A single listing represents a single product, not an entire market. You want to view that listing as an entryway into an entire market. In fact, if you want to figure out what represents an entire market, go with a minimum of 5 listings. Look at the top 5 organic, non-sponsored ranking listings for the main keyword. So I'm going to go to Amazon. I'm going to type in, here we go. Give me 1 second. Toddler step stool, enter. Boom. Now I'm scrolling. I'm looking at the top 5 organic ranking listings. Oh, wow. These sell for way more than $30. I'm finding many of them with under 100 reviews. This is a product category I could build into a brand. So far, this product qualifies. There's this guy, he lives in Austin, not actually far here from the offices. His name is Johnny Chang. He became a student of our training back in May. By that December, 6 months later, he's doing almost $100,000 a month on 5 products profitably. You know what Johnny did that was so unique? He followed the training. Seth, that doesn't sound unique. That sounds pretty plain. Exactly. Becoming an entrepreneur, becoming successful, doesn't mean you found some secret and got lucky and struck gold overnight and boom, everything was amazing. Sure, there could be stories like that here and there, but they're so uncommon. It means you got to put in the work. And if you don't love the work, if you don't like challenge, if you don't like being put in a situation where, yeah, you're taking a risk, you're sending money to a factory, perhaps in China. You never met these people before. How do I know they're going to build the product? Like, there's so many things you don't know. But when you do it and you start tasting just a little bit of success, like the first time Amazon paid me anything for selling products and I got my first payment, like around $15, I was elated. And I'll never forget. I thought, man, if I can do that once, I can do it a million times. This is what Johnny Chang did. This is what you can do. I don't care how old or young you are. I don't care how fat or skinny you are. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what kind of car you drive. All I care is this. You can build freedom if you make decisions today for your future. Investments in your time, in your brain, in your skills. It can result in cash flow. I'm going to give you one more step. Step number 5. Make sure your product is selling at least 300 to 500 times per month. Now, this is the funny part because a lot of people say, Seth, well, now we need software. We need Niche Hunter. We need Helium 10. We need Jungle Scout. We need Amazow. We need AMZ Scout, etc. We need Keepa. You actually don't. Yes, those softwares can make you more efficient, more accurate, save you time. Great idea. Nothing against the software. But if you learn how to find a product manually without software, do you know you will be so much better when you use software? Because you don't want to just look at the page and say, oh, Jungle Scout said this is a great product. Or, oh, Niche Hunter says this is a great product. So I believe. You want to understand why. So let me show you how to do it without software. First of all, if your product is selling for $30 at a minimum of 30% profit margin, and it's selling 300 to 500 times per month, you'll be gross profiting per month around 2,700 minimum. And that's just for one product. That is not bad. An extra 2,700 a month is really good. That's just a starting point though. So what you need to do is look at something called BSR. It stands for bestsellers ranking. BSR is a number Amazon assigns to each listing based on how fast that product is selling in its category. The faster it sells per day, the lower the number. Kind of like being number one in a race is better than being number 10. So let's just say there's 15,000 listings in the category of baby, and a listing in that category has a ranking of 15,000 BSR. That means that that listing is the 15,000th fastest selling listing in the baby category. And if you're number five BSR, then you're the fifth fastest selling listing amongst the 15,000 listings. Here's how you know if it's selling 300 to 500 times a month. If the BSR is 15,000 or lower, with very few category exceptions, that product is selling around 300 to 500 times per month. Yes, we looked at all the listings that are private labelable. Yes, we looked at the BSR. We looked at the daily sales and the monthly sales over a long period of time. 15,000 BSR or lower is a very safe reference point to make sure your product is selling fast enough. So you go to the listing, go to your on your computer, just don't do it when you're driving, hit Command plus F or Control plus F on your keyboard, start typing in bestsellers, and it should pull up the BSR. It's on the listing. This is a fast way to find it. Once you do that, you should be able to see whether or not it's at 15,000 or lower. And if at least five top ranking listings are at 15,000 BSR or lower, you know you have a very high demand product. I pulled up the U.S. Census Bureau. I looked at the retail sales in the U.S. in the second quarter of this year. Do you know what percentage of those were from online sales versus brick and mortar? Only 13.3%. That's unbelievable. Let me put it this way. For all sales in the U.S., retail sales, only 13.3% are coming from online. If you don't believe me, look it up. Go to U.S. Census Bureau. It's shocking. This means we have not even yet begun to see the potential Amazon has. More than 20 million websites offer products for sale, and yet almost half of all online sales go to one store, and that is Amazon. To not be selling on Amazon yet trying to make money online, I don't understand the reasoning. Even if you're trying to build a brand separate from Amazon, why not at least launch some of the products there to generate capital to help your brand grow for your own website? If you want to talk to someone about this, if you really want to understand better how you can get into the Amazon game, you want to talk to a team member that represents a company that's been doing this for years and years now, made a lot of mistakes and also a lot of victories. And we have learned so much. Go here, jod.com/freedom, jod.com/freedom. I hope you enjoyed today's free content. This is Seth Kniep, Kniepin' It Real. You have an awesome day.